Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. A little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie, and filling in for Hoff, intern Nick. What do you have for us, intern Nick?
All right, here we go. For the first one, we'll start off with BT. Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. The Mets will clinch the playoffs after game 161.
After 161, that's a very specific question there, intern Nick. So basically what you're saying is, will they need the last game of the year to make sure that they get a playoff spot? I'm going to say bold-faced truth. I don't love the direction. There's a lot of things that bother me about this team right now, but I do think that they'll be addressed. So, no, I think when it's... Now, is it division? Is it wild card? I'm not prepared to say it's going to definitely be the division. I think Philly's maybe a little bit better, and I don't think the Braves are dead. But bold-faced truth... Mets will lock up a spot before 162.
Trying to look at these standings. Now, I've not looked at this with the wild card spot.
I haven't looked at that yet either, actually. That's
wild
a good
card
thing.
Standings. The Mets right now are three games up in the wild card spot. That's how it works, right? So three wild card. I'm learning the playoff format. It's ridiculous as we go. They keep changing
it. Yeah, they do. I got it.
For them to not be up. Now, three games is not a lot to be up in the wild card spot. You get the Padres in there, Cardinals, Brewers, Giants, Reds, Diamondbacks.
Look at it this way, Sal. They're only three games better in the loss column than the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Padres, who currently would not be wild card teams.
Right, but they would have to... Yeah, I'm just going to...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, even the Braves right now are five games under 500, yep. Nine games behind the Mets, and six games out of the final wild card spot.
And that could change quick in the next couple days here.
I mean, look, here's what I'd say. It better be a bold face. What was the
It would be a bold face truth.
That
the same answer as me, wrap it up, that they don't need.
But yeah, the last two games of the year, the last day or a tiebreaker or anything. No, it better be a bold face truth. And I think that it will be ultimately. So I'm going to say bold face truth. They will not need that final game of the year. All right, what do you got for us, Nick?
All right, it's number two. We'll go with Sal for this one.
Yes.
Bold face truth, bold face lie. The Knicks will hire their new head coach after July 1st.
That is a bald face lie. The Knicks will hire their new head coach before July 1st. I think it's going to happen this week. I really do think the Knicks are going to hire their head coach. I mean, dude, you can't have this go on much longer. I know they're in no hurry here, but we got to be honing in on somebody.
Yeah, I'd like to say bald-faced truth, and I thought that a week ago. I thought it was kind of more imminent than it apparently is. I'm going to say bald-faced lie. Doesn't seem like they're in much of a hurry to do this. I mean, now they're going to stretch the interview Mike Inori, I believe is how you say the assistant for the team, Mike Inori. So as they're not condensing the search. They are now expanding the search, which to me, common sense says, they're going to drag on for a little bit.
I just want to say something that this was a question we had once they fired Thibodeau, and Sal kept his answer.
Yeah, I
BT,
did change.
You changed.
What, you try to call me out? I said I changed my answer.
But the reality is that it's a weird situation that the more this
it
is
was the same exact date you gave July 1st?
Yeah, like free agency because okay. They're June 30th, I think, is free agency.
Yeah, so yeah, like midnight or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I changed my answer based on the evidence that the Knicks have given me here. I think you have to. I had to change my answer.
Yeah, I'm just looking ahead. I hope it is this week, because if it's next week, I'm off the first 2 days. You're off the last 2 days of next week.
I am. Yeah, I mean, listen, sorry, Knicks. We got vacation because once football comes, we don't take off until Christmas. So
I know, exactly
get your asses in gear and wake up. Get a coach.
Let's hope it happens. All right, last one. What do you have, intern Nick?
All right, last one. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie for BT. One of the two between the Jets and the Giants will make the playoffs this season.
Ooh, yeah. One of the two.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, the easy answer is bald-faced lie. They're not ready. AG a rookie. Giants just don't have the horses yet. Giants brutal schedule. Giants brutal division. But that would also go against what I've really projected for the last couple of months here. I think it's going to be a better, for both teams, better football season, I think, that my partner thinks, and I think more than many of you think. I'm going to say bald-faced truth, obviously rooted mostly in hope, but also in my reality that they are better than some people think. Let's go. And it's going to be the Jets. Bald-faced truth.
Yeah, I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I think the Giants think they're better than they are. Of the two, and this may surprise you, I think the Giants have a better chance of being a postseason team. I just don't think the Jets are there.
Well, then
yet.
You think the Jets are going to go 2-15 because basically said the Giants are going to be terrible.
I didn't say Pat Leonard. We had on a Fanatics Fest. He said 3 wins. I mean, I think that's a little low. I'd probably be in the 6 win range. I think both teams are going to be unfortunately similar. The difference is the Jets, at least it's year one, so you're starting from a fresh slate. It was one of my favorite things, interacting with all the fans out there at Fanatics Fest. And Jet fan comes up to me, he's like, "Oh man, what do you think? You think it's
what do you think?
We're in trouble? Are we in trouble?" I'm like, "You're in trouble now? No. Like, this should be exciting for the Jet fan.
You have excited for this season.
You have a new head coach, a new quarterback. Yeah. Like, now I think you're going to stink."
No,
you're going to stink, but you should be excited. So I don't think either of these teams are going to go to the postseason. But I feel like the Giants, if any, would be more postseason ready because of the experienced veteran quarterback, because of what they have on defense. Like, if everything goes right for the Giants, which I don't believe it will, then I think you could argue that they could be a 9-win team.
But then why can't you say that about the Jets? And with that defense and the commitment to the run and a weaker division, easier schedule, I'd actually apply that logic to the Jets more than the Giants.
I don't think Justin Fields is any good. Like, for me, and you could call me crazy, like everybody can nitpick and different things that they would want. I would like, from a quarterback position, somebody who could throw the football. Like, if you're going to play quarterback.
I knew he was going to say that. Just the way he was setting it up, right, Hop? I knew it.
Trying to get people in with the old seriousness. I was a fan of Fields in Chicago because I had him on my fantasy team and he was great.
Great fantasy move.
I don't think you could have
to do that.
He was pretty good that year. His first year.
He did all right.
His rookie year. But, you know, running the football is great for fantasy. In reality, I don't know. I'm excited to see what Glenn and Fields can build here. I want to see building. Yeah. A foundation in year one. I don't know, dude, about Sauce and the defense. I'm not sold on this team yet. I need to see it.
I'm going to tell you one thing about the Jets I think is going to be vastly improved. And we saw a little bit of a baby step a year ago. I think the Jets O-line finally looks like a functional, slightly above average offensive line with upside because they're all young. You know, all the new. I got a million names in my head. Yeah. Fashu, all the new. Why am I not saying that right?
I don't know. Isn't it Fashu?
What am I saying?
I have no idea what you're saying.
I know who it is. I can't pronounce it.
He's watching the Met game on SNY. Encore. Really is what he was doing. Tippmann's young. Some young guys. Oh, yeah. There you go. Right. Old Lou Fashman. Thank you very much. I knew it didn't sound right. They got some young, hungry, aggressive, you know, guys up there. So I think the Jets O-line is finally pointed in the right spot.
And you're high on the Giants.
Much higher than you, because I love their defense, and I think their ability to get to the quarterback. The back level's got to prove a little bit here. But at least I think the Giants will have more, not to overstate this, more leads and fewer three and outs, offensively speaking. So I think their defense will be put in a better spot to go after the quarterback. And, yeah, I think the Giants are going to get a lot of sacks this year.
Football will be here you know it. Looking forward to it. All right, that does it for Bald-Faced Truth, Bald-Faced Lie. Good job, intern Nick, filling in for Hoff there. We'll take a break, come back, get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Reset down with the king topic of the day. It is our struggling baseball teams. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.